showed that even when there were some issues with the offensive line. What did you see in that department for him?
Seems like his pocket presence is coming back pretty quick. You know, he made some nice, you know, step ups and kind of sliding, finding some lanes, a couple broken plays. He hooked up with some guys. Thought that was, you know, a step in the right direction. You know, last week it was, you know, he was still kind of feeling his way out, and now I think he looks more comfortable.
You see maybe an overthrow or a timing issue with receivers. Is that kind of a normal thing for this time of year?
I mean, what player are you talking about?
Just in general, if you see those types of things, is that a forgivable error basically at this time of year? Is that something that is?
Yeah, I mean, the one that we got the, you know, 50-yard PI to Kenny, I think he was a little surprised that he got downfield that fast. You know, it's hard to outrun him.
I guess what I'm asking is that typical, you know, as a quarterback moves towards the start of the season, or is that maybe because Jake came in late?
I don't know. I don't know what player you're talking about.
Well,
like, what? Yeah, I mean, Kenny got down the field pretty fast. I mean, he's a 4-3 guy. So, I mean, he didn't think he'd be that far down field that fast.
What's the next step for Jake in terms of the progress in the offense?
Just keep working. I mean, this week we just got to focus on third downs because we're terrible right now on both sides of the ball. So we got to make a reemphasize that, I guess.
What did you see from your defense in terms of the overall execution? I know you got some turnovers.
The turnovers, you know, we got to figure out what's going on in third down. Maybe we're just that bad on offense to where, you know, our defense, we feel better about it in practice because they just beat the shit out of us. So maybe we're just that bad on offense.
How pouncy look at you?
Good. He looked real good. I know he's excited going in. You know, he went in there and did exactly what we thought he would do, where he just gets everybody covered up and was smooth run the off, you know, up front, make with the calls. Everything just seemed worked out real well. I mean, it's what we've been talking about going into this season. I mean, the guy doesn't practice much and just jumps right in and just smooth as can be.
What was the decision with Anthony Steen starting instead of Jesse Diggs?
That's kind of who we wanted to go with for this game, and you know, we knew we were gonna, you know, both of them were gonna get reps. It just seems like we either go three and out too much on offense when that first group comes out, and then can't get off the field on defense when the first group comes out. So we get less plays, and you know, we just got to keep working in practice to keep evaluating guys.
How much would you say you're holding back on the teams in the preseason, even tonight?
I think we've been pretty basic scheme-wise, but you know each game's going to kind of take on a life of its own, but you know, we're trying to get good at certain things, and we'll run some of it in practice, some of it on games, you know, preseason games. I'm not really afraid to show. And there's certain things that we're still work in progress where we feel good about it, you know, leading into the season that we don't want to show in the preseason.
So Jay throws not a lot, but we've seen some balls that, you know, guys are covered, and he throws it anyway. And sometimes it works tonight. Mm. So does he have the green light to do that every single time? Or
I think if you notice, it's usually if a guy's on number 11 and he'll throw it up in the air and let him go get it. I mean, that's kind of been something that he's had a big guy usually every stop he's been to, whether it's Brandon Marshall or Alshon Jeffrey or, you know, when he had Greg Olsen. I mean, there's certain guys he knows. You know, he's a big target, puts it up high enough to where they can go get it. And then some of the times when, you know, it's between the numbers, he'll kind of see a big enough hole to where him and the receiver are on the same page.
We saw that you took responsibility for the sack that he took on the first drive.
That was my fault. We went silent count, and, you know, we just couldn't get organized well enough, and the clock ran down on us, and, you know, we haven't worked on it. We haven't worked on enough. We gotta be way better than that, and that's on me. I put Tunsil in a bad position.
Coach, these 4 days in Philly, what have you learned about your team? Do you think you're better for?
I think it was good for us to go through a different practice schedule. You know, go against somebody different. You know, we thought we were getting a little bit out of the heat, but you know, it was it was pretty hot on Tuesday, which was good. We had to grind through that. And, you know, we saw a lot of different looks, whether it be on offense or defense. You know, a lot of different things in the run game in practice that they didn't quite run tonight, but we got to see during that practice, which is good because we're so exclusive running game wise with our offense, and for our guys to get to see a whole bunch of different schemes, that was good.
Adam, as you guys go back to Miami now and practice again, what's your plan going forward with Ray Malalugo?
Just keep working on getting in shape and getting his body ready and start getting him out of practice and just seeing where he's at and just trying to figure out, you know, will he be ready for the first game? Do we have to wait another week after that? So we won't know until we kind of get going in practice. And, you know, Polk has been working with him quite a bit. So we'll find out this week.
Yeah, I was wondering if that was more of like a longer-term plan with him.
Yeah, it's just going to be kind of where he is physically and mentally. He knows the defense already. I mean, it's very close to what he ran before, so that shouldn't be an issue with him. We just got to just get him in the best shape we can. So, I mean, he's a big man. The temperature's going to be pretty hot next week, so we just got to see where he is, you know, conditioning-wise.
Last question, guys. What have you guys been having to do the last few days here?
He's been doing a lot of conditioning, lifting, you know, a lot of things with Poloco, with, you know, activation-type things, you know, stretching. I mean, it's all Dave's little tricks of the trade.
Thanks, guys.